Morning. As we read in Hebrews, we make some amazing discoveries about Jesus, some wonderful discoveries about what Jesus has accomplished for us. One among those is that he has set us free and come for us for our salvation. But this is not simply like a prisoner being pardoned or set free from jail, where they might just be left then at the prison gate to go on with life, go ahead with their own resources. Rather, there is something deeper, much more wonderful about what Jesus does for us through our salvation. In a sense, it is being welcomed into the very presence of God. It is being welcomed into the family of God. It is as if Jesus has his arms wide open for us and is inviting us close to him so that our shame is removed. And so he is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. It's almost as if he is saying, John, my brother, Melanie, my sister, saying it loud and clear that there is no sense of shame, but that we are called to be his and to be embraced by him. He says, we read in Hebrews, both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. And you insert your name. Jesus is not ashamed to call you sister, to call you brother. So just hold that wonderful thought for a moment. The big picture for us of salvation is that there is a change in status. Jesus, the divine Son of God, who is above all, who has made all, who is above angels, who angels worship and serve, has come down and changed, in a sense, his status. He becomes then Jesus, of whom we read, he was made lower than the angels for a little while. God's greatness is expressed in his humility. God shows greatness not simply in power and in glory, in majesty, but in his humility and coming among us. And so Paul gave a real insight into this when he wrote, Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. One of the amazing things that we learn in our Christian faith is that God is humble. In humility, Jesus stepped down from the throne. Being lower than angels for Jesus was not permanent, but it was very, very real. The writer of Hebrews invites us to take a step closer and to look at this in more detail, to try and understand it more fully. And so he writes, since the children, that's us, since the children have flesh and blood, he too, that's Jesus, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Jesus became human in order to help humans. He became like us to help us. He was not pretending to be human. He was not just projecting an image of humanity upon himself, but rather he was fully human in every way. He did this to break the power of sin and death that held us captive, something we could not do for ourselves, but Jesus has come to do for us. Jesus' humanity is foundational to our understanding of Christianity. When we look at the Gospels, we find so much clear evidence of his humanity, his birth, his childhood, his temptations, his testing, his aging, his tiredness, most of all, his death on the cross. It's hard for us to really comprehend the fullness, the entirety of this great truth that Jesus was fully human and fully divine. And people have struggled with this over the centuries, some seeing Jesus as divine but not human, some seeing him as human but not divine. At this point in Hebrews, having been already told that Jesus is divine, now he's stressing for us, Jesus is fully human. Joining our humanity, joining our human family, Jesus made it possible for us to join his heavenly family. Jesus did this through his death on the cross. He suffered death for us. He tasted death for us. Jesus, through the cross, has opened a way for salvation so that we may be forgiven, we may be made holy, we may be made righteous, we may be adopted into the family of God. And by doing this, Jesus has become our brother. By doing this, Jesus has made us his sisters, his brothers. There are many benefits that we find in salvation, many wonderful benefits, and you'll be aware of so much of them. We are made co-heirs with Christ. We are promised a place in heaven. We are promised a crown to wear of precious gems. This sounds wonderful, and it is wonderful, and there is so much to lift us with this, but all of that is not the best news. The best news is that we are made to be in the family of God himself. This is the greatest gift, that we may call Jesus our brother, and more so, that he calls us brothers and sisters and embraces us. Because of this, we can call God our Father and cry out to him as Jesus did, Abba, Father. At the end of days, when Jesus returns, he will gather us together and take us to the very throne of God. And as he takes us there, he will say, for all heaven, for all the angels, for all the eternal beings to hear, here I am, and the children God has given me. Imagine the scene as angels, knowing humans are but dust, knowing we are fallen, knowing we have been lost, knowing we are sinful. Now see us changed, embraced, brought before the very throne of God by none other than Jesus himself. It's hard to find words to describe this that don't sound trite in comparison to the reality of the great truth. When we pray now, it is to one who is our Father, who loves us. When we pray now, it is in the name of Jesus, our brother, who knows us. And one day we shall all stand before the throne of God, perhaps trembling and in awe of God's might. And as we do so, we shall hear these strong and comforting words of Jesus. I am not ashamed to call these my sisters, my brothers. I am not ashamed. I have made them holy. I have made them righteous. I have called them to be in the family of God. And this is what Jesus has done for us. But what difference does it make? What difference does it make to you? As we study the book of Hebrews, we're invited to look more deeply, at all of these things that Jesus, higher than the angels, greater than Moses, greater than the law, greater than the temple. Yet he also shows us greatness in humility, coming down to us, reaching out to us, doing what we could not do for ourselves. The greatness of his achievement, opening the door of salvation so that we could enter in and be his sisters and his brothers. So what will you do with that relationship? Will you humble yourself and receive it in repentance? Will you cherish it or despise it? Will you nurture it or ignore it? I pray that each of us will delight in this relationship all the more, enjoying it together, finding confidence, finding strength, finding encouragement in this relationship with Christ our brother, together with our brothers and sisters in the faith, in the family that he has made us to be, so that we may live in the light of all that God has done for us, and in doing so, witness to others and invite them to join us as part of God's family. Amen.